cleansing brush, and free shipping. Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With Prescription Strength Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. There's no better time to try Proactive. Today, we're letting all listeners try Proactive 100% risk-free. Plus, they're giving away a free deep cleansing brush and free shipping when you call right now. 800-772-7610. You heard right. A risk-free trial of Proactive, a free deep cleansing brush, and free shipping. Take it from me. Proactive really works. So here's the deal again for our listeners. For $19.95, you'll get Prescription Strength Proactive, plus a deep cleansing brush valued at $55, totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 800-772-7610. That's 800-772-7610. One more time, ready? 800-772-7610.
In Florida, the mayor of Tampa says citizens can breathe easy again now that an arrest has been made for a string of murders in the Seminole Heights neighborhood.
Today, the light shines. The darkness is over.
That's Mayor Bob Buckhorn, joined by the police chief this morning as the two were talking about the arrest of Howell Donaldson III. The 24-year-old was taken into custody yesterday and will be charged with the murders of four people who were shot during a course of several weeks in Seminole Heights. Pictures released today showing a woman with a young child walking in a Walmart are not those of a missing North Carolina girl named Mariah Woods. The woman in the pictures, identified as Jetta Long of Newport, North Carolina, and the young girl in the photos is not Mariah, but is actually Long's daughter. Mariah was last seen Sunday night after her mother put the three-year-old to bed in their Jacksonville, North Carolina home. Remember to look for us online anytime or at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Colonel Sanders here with another important holiday message from KFC. This year, don't get the ones you love some lame, boring gift like a new car or jewelry or toys or expensive electronics or any other junk. Nope, get that special someone what they really want. Exactly! A KFC $5 fill-up with 100% white meat popcorn chicken, mashed potatoes and gravy, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink. It's a perfect gift for all those important people in your life who get hungry right around lunchtime. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Available for a limited time only. Pricing and participation may vary. Tax extra.
More now on the firing of now former NBC Today host Matt Lauer, the latest high-profile media personality to be fired over allegations of sexual misconduct. Here's more from correspondent Sarah Lee Kessler.
The bombshell announcement about Matt Lauer's sudden firing for alleged sexual misconduct in the workplace was made in a memo to NBC News staff overnight. Fans outside the Today Show studio in Rock Center were shocked.
Oh my gosh, Matt Lauer. He's like a staple.
Nearly 20 years hosting the Today Show, the New York Post reporting, NBC insiders say Lauer is accused of sexually assaulting a network staffer at the 2016 Rio Olympics.
Every day it's someone new.
CBS and PBS fired newsman Charlie Rose earlier this month. Fox News dumped Bill O'Reilly back in February.
President Trump to be pushing his tax plan in Bridgeton, Missouri today, a trip that comes after the House recently passed a sweeping tax bill, and Senate Republicans are hoping to get a vote on their version of the measure by week's end. Trump arguing the tax cuts will help the middle class while boosting the economy. And ESPN is cutting another 150 positions at its Connecticut headquarters. ESPN says it's eliminating studio and production jobs as the company shifts its focus to a more digital future. In a memo sent to staffers, ESPN says the cuts won't include any on-air talent. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Secretary of Defense James Mad Dog Mattis on yesterday's launch of a ballistic missile by North Korea.
It went higher, frankly, than any previous shot they've taken. It's a research and development effort on their part to continue building ballistic missiles that could threaten everywhere in the world.
As Mattis says that about the intercontinental ballistic missile that traveled 600 miles and landed in the Sea of Japan, President Trump assuring the nation the U.S. will handle the threat from North Korea. A jury says the accused ringleader of the 2012 Benghazi attack is not guilty of murder. They did convict him of terrorism yesterday, but they acquitted Ahmed Abu Qatala of most of the other charges against him. President Trump's choice to chair the Federal Reserve says he expects more interest rate hikes soon. Jerome Powell also vowing to keep the nation's central bank independent and transparent. This is USA Radio News.
Hello? Anyone there?
Hey! United Healthcare heading your way.
Thank goodness.
Lost in the giant Medicare maze?
It's so complicated.
No worries. United Healthcare has the people, tools, and plans to get you through it, including the only Medicare plans with the AARP name.
I'm so glad you found me.
Need to find a Medicare plan? Get help now at UHCMedicare.com. AARP Medicare plans from United Healthcare. United Healthcare pays royalty fees to AARP. AARP is not an insurer.
Ah, the sounds of the holidays. But when you have a million things to do, they can sound much different. So Staples is here to make all those sounds merry sounds. With great deals on laptops, tech accessories like keyboards, earbuds, and modems. The latest modems. Staples has great prices on just the right tech solutions all season long. Staples, more holiday fun, less holiday hassles.
The man accused of the Halloween truck attack that killed eight and injured dozens in New York City, Saifullo Saipov, was in court yesterday for his arraignment, and James Flippin was there.
Saipov remained silent and mostly looked down as he was led into the courtroom, hands cuffed behind his back, wearing a navy blue jumpsuit. He wore headphones as the 22-count federal indictment was translated into his native Uzbeki tongue. He remained silent throughout, speaking only to shout yes that he could hear and understand. His public defender, David Patton, entered his non-guilty plea. He faces the death penalty if convicted. Saipov's next appearance scheduled for January 23rd.
The Supreme Court will wade into a digital age debate today, scheduled to hear arguments on whether police need a search warrant for cell phone location information that's routinely collected by wireless companies. The case involves a massive string of cell phone thefts and robberies at Radio Shack stores in Michigan and Ohio. Police using such information to finally track down the ringleader. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Kip Herridge, and I'm the founder of the Vertical Research Advisory, or VRA. After 15 years on Wall Street, I founded the VRA in 2003, my daily investment newsletter that's been crushing the market for 14 years. I tell you what to buy and when to sell and take profits, and I only target stocks that have the ability to rise by 50% or more. For the first time, we're offering a free two-week membership. Simply go to VRAinsider.com. You also get my new book, Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. Join us now at VRAinsider.com.
CNN saying it's going to pass on attending this year's White House Christmas party when journalists are traditionally invited, but Politico reports CNN correspondents are planning to skip the party this year, citing what the network calls President Trump's continued attacks on freedom of the press and, in particular, CNN. President Trump remains extremely optimistic about passage of a big tax cut bill, speaking
outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Secretary of Defense James Mad Dog Mattis on yesterday's launch of a ballistic missile by North Korea.
It went higher, frankly, than any previous shot they've taken. It's a research and development effort on their part to continue building ballistic missiles that could threaten everywhere in the world.
As Mattis says that about the intercontinental ballistic missile that traveled 600 miles and landed in the Sea of Japan, President Trump assuring the nation the U.S. will handle the threat from North Korea. A jury says the accused ringleader of the 2012 Benghazi attack is not guilty of murder. They did convict him of terrorism yesterday, but they acquitted Ahmed Abu Qatala of most of the other charges against him. President Trump's choice to chair the Federal Reserve says he expects more interest rate hikes soon. Jerome Powell also vowing to keep the nation's central bank independent and transparent. This is USA Radio News.
Hello? Anyone there?
Hey! United Healthcare heading your way.
Thank goodness.
Lost in the giant Medicare maze?
It's so complicated.
No worries. United Healthcare has the people, tools, and plans to get you through it, including the only Medicare plans with the AARP name.
I'm so glad you found me.
Need to find a Medicare plan? Get help now at UHCMedicare.com. AARP Medicare plans from United Healthcare. United Healthcare pays royalty fees to AARP. AARP is not an insurer.
Ah, the sounds of the holidays. But when you have a million things to do, they can sound much different. So Staples is here to make all those sounds merry sounds. With great deals on laptops, tech accessories like keyboards, earbuds, and modems. The latest modems. Staples has great prices on just the right tech solutions all season long. Staples, more holiday fun, less holiday hassles.
The man accused of the Halloween truck attack that killed eight and injured dozens in New York City, Saifullo Saipov, was in court yesterday for his arraignment, and James Flippin was there.
Saipov remained silent and mostly looked down as he was led into the courtroom, hands cuffed behind his back, wearing a navy blue jumpsuit. He wore headphones as the 22-count federal indictment was translated into his native Uzbeki tongue. He remained silent throughout, speaking only to shout yes that he could hear and understand. His public defender, David Patton, entered his non-guilty plea. He faces the death penalty if convicted. Saipov's next appearance scheduled for January 23rd.
The Supreme Court will wade into a digital age debate today, scheduled to hear arguments on whether police need a search warrant for cell phone location information that's routinely collected by wireless companies. The case involves a massive string of cell phone thefts and robberies at Radio Shack stores in Michigan and Ohio. Police using such information to finally track down the ringleader. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Kip Herridge, and I'm the founder of the Vertical Research Advisory, or VRA. After 15 years on Wall Street, I founded the VRA in 2003, my daily investment newsletter that's been crushing the market for 14 years. I tell you what to buy and when to sell and take profits, and I only target stocks that have the ability to rise by 50% or more. For the first time, we're offering a free two-week membership. Simply go to VRAinsider.com. You also get my new book, Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. Join us now at VRAinsider.com.
CNN saying it's going to pass on attending this year's White House Christmas party when journalists are traditionally invited, but Politico reports CNN correspondents are planning to skip the party this year, citing what the network calls President Trump's continued attacks on freedom of the press and, in particular, CNN. President Trump remains extremely optimistic about passage of a big tax cut bill, speaking at the White House yesterday after lunching with Senate Republicans.
It was very special, that meeting. In many respects, I wish you could have been inside that room. It was very, very special. The camaraderie was somewhat of a love fest. They want to see it happen.
The House recently passing a sweeping tax bill, and Senate leaders are hoping to get a vote on their version of the measure by the end of this week. In a meeting with GOP House Speaker Paul Ryan and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, the president criticized a decision by Democratic leaders to withdraw from a meeting at the White House yesterday to which they'd been invited, but that followed a taunting tweet from President Trump. Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer and House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi then dropping out of that supposedly bipartisan meeting, saying the president seems to have already decided that we couldn't reach an agreement. And CBS is done with Jeremy Piven's program Wisdom of the Crowd. It recently launched an investigation into sexual allegations against the actor. The star of Entourage in the past denies the allegations. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
It is 8:08, and it's time for Hunting Chamber Radio weather. Flemington right now. If you missed the 57 degrees yesterday, well, you're going to get another crack at it. It's 44 right now in Flemington. And today is right now, it's partly cloudy. No chance of rain at the moment. It is Wednesday the 29th. Abundant sunshine, a high near 60. So if you held out for 57 yesterday, you're getting 60 burger today. Winds will be northwest at 10 to 15 miles an hour. A few passing clouds and a low of 28 tonight. Winds light and variable. Partly cloudy and 50 tomorrow. Winds light and variable as well. Friday, 51, mainly sunny. Saturday, partly cloudy skies, 49. And on Sunday, generally sunny despite a few afternoon clouds and 53. Clear skies on both Sunday night and Friday night. So the parades in Clinton and Flemington are on without a hitch. Monday will be intervals of clouds and sunshine and a high of 51. Can you believe this? We're in December and we're still talking 50s. Fantastic. Temperatures in the area, it's 44 in Raritan, 45 at the county complex, 39 in Doylestown, 43 in Lambertville, 46 in Frenchtown, 44 in Easton, 44 in Asbury, 45 in Tewksbury, 39 in White House Station. Good morning, Hunterdon. Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
WHCRDB. It's my job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by the Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. It's Big C. We're here. It's Wednesday. We're tipping over to the end of the week already. I can feel it. Like, after having that long weekend, you are clamoring for another couple of days of rest and relaxation, or just getting towards the personal things that you want to get done, because, let's face it, the holidays are around the corner. So here we are. It's Wednesday. Welcome to another show. Great to have you on. And that's Black Eyed Peas, and Apple the App is birthday today from Black Eyed Peas. We got to get you some traffic. Find out what's going on our 100 County roads. You can get the alerts that I get from HERT2.com. Register with them. They'll tell you about the local county, state, and interstate roads. And if you did that, you would have learned a couple of things. You get to, by the way, you get to pick which alerts that you would like to have. So you're not culling through things that you don't need or irrelevant to you. At 7:17 this morning, 78 eastbound, exit 26, Branchburg, congestion due to volume. Pockets of delays back to exit 20 in Lebanon. And on 78 eastbound, exit 54, Hillside, delays due to motor vehicle accident. That came out at 7:30 this morning. So if you're traveling 78, you're going to be slowed down a little bit. Drive safe, sound, smart. Good morning, Hunter. And that is on Hunter Chamber, ready to come. What's on HuntingChamber.com schedule for today? I'm on till 10. No guest today, but I think we're bringing back Michelle Heide today. Let me just check my schedule. Yes, she is on the docket. We'll talk with Michelle at 8:30 about the markets, and then we'll talk with Diane Lane going on vacation. Yesterday was Travel Deal Tuesday, and she'll tell us all about what's going on out there to find your next vacation spot or do your planning for the holidays. So stay tuned for Diane Lane to help all about that from 8:40 to 9 o'clock. At 10 o'clock, it's Staying Young, a show dedicated to medical information. Two doctors talk about a particular idea or focus and help you understand and get an appreciation for what is necessary to overcome those challenges. They have recurring themes about being healthy, being realistic about it, but they talk all about it there on 10 to 11. At 11 o'clock, it's Raising Conscious Kids Radio from 11 to 12. Kim Pramatic loves and wants to teach kids in the 21st century, give them an idea of, and give you an idea of having them grow up in the 21st century, because they're more technologically connected and more emotionally connected. So it's a different mindset, a different way of raising kids in this century. And so Kim and the people that she brings on helps you understand how to do that. Ruth Altamara rolls on at noon, helping you with anything that is emotional or mental that you need to get off your chest or get off your back. Counselor chat with Ruth Altamara Roll. Ruth has been doing this for 30 plus years in Flemington, and now is the month, right? This is the time when people are stricken with depression and some suicidal thoughts and dark days and relationships that have been put under wraps for a year and now come back again for the holidays. So Ruth wants to help you with any of that and all of that, so listen to her and get some great insight and advice on how to achieve just that. From 2 to 3, we got Modern Design. Rich Scuderi comes in and helps you design on a dime. He does all that by talking to some folks and bringing them in to talk to you about the latest design concepts of interior design and all the different materials and sourcing that he does. He gets to achieve that. Talented People is on from 3 to 4. Jeannie Murphy talks about some great people that you want to learn about who are up-and-comers. The Human Side with David Wright and Art Nevin, talk about all the people who are trying to make a difference in this world around here locally. And then we finish it up from 5 to 6 with Legends of Success, a show that talks to a particular business icon and learn about that icon's philosophy, mission, strategy and behaviors to that made his or her business organization a success. That is the entire Hunter Schumer Come lineup. It's all there on the Hunter Schumer Come website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, LinkedIn subgroup, Facebook page, and Twitter handle, Hunter Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with Hunter Schumer, Ritter.com. We'll be right back.
What's wrong with the world, mama? People living like they ain't got no mamas. I think the whole world's addicted to the drama. Only attracted to things that'll bring the trauma. Overseas, yeah, we trying to stop terrorism, but we still got terrorism.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
It's the Rockefellers helping me with BrandyLives.com. Celebration verses for the month, week, and day. Military Family Appreciation Month. It's MADS. Taiwan On for Safety Holiday Campaign. Movember. Manatee Awareness Month. Lung Cancer Awareness Month, Historic Bridge Awareness Month, Gluten-Free Diet Awareness Month, Family Stories Month. Great opportunity during the holidays to turn those spats into lessons learned about family stories. Let's try and keep them less embarrassing, if you don't mind. And Epilepsy Awareness Month. It's Diabetic Eye Disease Month. Critical Infrastructure Security and Resilience Month, Banana Pudding Lovers Month, Aviation History Month, American Indian Heritage Month, American and National Diabetes Month, Adopt a Turkey Month, and Adopt a Senior Pet Month. Probably adopting those for different reasons. There is no week celebrations. We'll cross over to that later in the week when we get over to December, but for right now we don't have anything for the week. But for today, it's Electronic Greetings Day. Just came across a really cool app. It's been around for a while, so it shouldn't be a real surprise to anybody. It's called Bitmoji. and gives you the ability to create a personalized emoji. It's by Google. It's free, and you get to, it has some really great greetings. So if you'd like to let somebody know in a unique way that you'd like to say hello to them, and you do it with a little bit of a cartoon of you, well, you got an opportunity there. International Day of Solidarity with the Palestinian people. It is Square Dancing Day. It's always a fun thing to do, especially if you haven't done it in a while or never done it. Square dancing is a lot of fun. It takes a little getting used to listen to the caller and learn the patterns, but lots of fun to meet people and have a good evening out. National Package Protection Day. I love it. Consumer Reports always shows at the end of their magazine every week, every month, the crazy packaging that goes on in certain cases. But we need to package things when we ship them out. And finally, it's Teddy Bear Day. And that is an historic holiday. I don't know the origins of it, but that's why the Rockefellers were helping me with that. Celebrations, oranges for the month, week and day from BrownieLocks.com and the Rockefellers. Pick something and get involved. Vitamin C comes from the Good News Network, and I don't have an author. Nope, doesn't say the author. It came, the source is from The Little Things. Now, I'm not a big fan of beauty pageants. I think they're antiquated. I think they're old school, and I think they, in one side of their face, their mouth, are promoting women, and the other side of the mouth, they're continue to promote the symbolization, the focusing on the beauty rather than on the other characteristics of women. And I had this conversation with my daughters, who, you know, somehow, some way, have been brainwashed into the world that still believes that this is a good idea. But nonetheless, the Miss USA pageant took place not too long ago. In fact, it was last weekend. But there was one thing in there that I definitely want to highlight, and it gives us the opportunity. 22-year-old with Down syndrome makes history competing for Miss USA in a state pageant. The 22-year-old has just made history and the first woman with Down syndrome to ever compete in the Miss Minnesota USA pageant. When Michaela Holmgren was born 6.5 weeks early, her parents were unsure about her future, her parents told Fox 9. At that point, we didn't know what life held for her. Miss Minnesota USA will not be Michaela's first pageant, but it is certainly important enough to make the future look even brighter. Michaela and her parents are both excited that she has been able to showcase her beauty to the world. Denise Wallace, the Miss Minnesota executive director, said, quote, anybody that even spends 5 minutes with her knows that she is the right person to be the first to represent a community of people that need to see themselves doing something like this, unquote. Other than competing in pageants, Michaela has taken gymnastics and danced for her entire life. And like many people her age, she is enjoying herself while she attends Bethel University. So, it's important to showcase people who have a difference, who have a challenge, and show that they are just as competitive and viable for the opportunities that anybody else is. We all have an affliction. Some of us, it's more obvious than others. But everybody's got a flaw. The problem is that the visual flaws are the ones that we focus on the most, and we learn about the flaws underneath, the mental or emotional flaws, later on. Those are the ones that boil up occasionally in our sensational news. But we need to make sure that people know that everybody has a flaw and that those flaws should not be a deterrent. They are something that we simply overcome, and we should celebrate that. And having Michaela show the people who have Down syndrome that there's nothing stopping her from everything that she wants to achieve is exactly what needed to happen. And that is why her competing in a state pageant is so important, despite the fact that I believe that pageantry, in this sense of the word, is old and antiquated and needs to reform itself, because it continues to perpetuate the sexualization of females and women. So congratulations to her, and congratulations to the Miss Minnesota pageant for embracing the whole idea. And I don't think they had to do anything. She simply overcame, and that's awesome to learn, and people have got an example to focus on. Vitamin C for today. Well, we're a little late, so we're going to hold off on the celebrity birthdays for just a minute. Do the news, and we'll get Michelle Heidi on the phone. Find out all about what's going on in the markets. You're listening to Good Morning Hunterdon, and we are on WHCRDB, Hunter Chamber Radio.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Secretary of Defense James Mad Dog Mattis on yesterday's launch of a ballistic missile by North Korea.
It went higher, frankly, than any previous shot they've taken. It's a research and development effort on their part to continue building ballistic missiles that could threaten everywhere in the world.
As Mattis says that about the intercontinental ballistic missile that traveled 600 miles and landed in the Sea of Japan, President Trump assuring the nation the U.S. will handle the threat from North Korea. A jury says the accused ringleader of the 2012 Benghazi attack is not guilty of murder. They did convict him of terrorism yesterday, but they acquitted Ahmed Abu Qatala of most of the other charges against him. President Trump's choice to chair the Federal Reserve says he expects more interest rate hikes soon. Jerome Powell also vowing to keep the nation's central bank independent and transparent. This is USA Radio News.
Not available in all states.
Thank you for calling Reese and Irby's, the future of frozen yogurt.
Are you the robot people?
Reese and Irby's Froyo robots? Yes, ma'am. Our Froyo robot serves 7 different flavors of delicious frozen yogurt with up to 6 delicious toppings all within 60 seconds. We place our robots all over the country. Malls, theaters, theme parks, almost anywhere people want an amazing treat. It's the future of frozen yogurt.
And you sell these robots?
That's right. Whether you're looking for a full or part-time turnkey business, Reese and Irby's Froyo robots are available as a unique franchise opportunity across the United States.
And how do I find great locations for my robots?
Well, actually, we do that for you. Your robots go into high-traffic, secured locations, engage with customers daily, deliver amazing Froyo experiences to customers, and you collect the profits. They work so you don't have to.
Well, I definitely want my own Froyo robots. How do I get them?
It's easy. Just go to FroyoFranchising.com and enter promo code 8181. That's FroyoFranchising.com, promo code 8181. Locations are going fast, so don't wait. Again, that's FroyoFranchising.com, promo code 8181.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And it's time for the investment update. Michelle Heidi has come on back from her... Where were you last 2 days, Michelle? Michelle?
Are you there?
Uh-oh. Hey there, Michelle. All right, hang on a minute. We got to bring her back. We had a glitch. We'll be right back. All right, I think we got her this time. Michelle, you there?
Yeah.
All right. So I asked you a question and you didn't answer. I don't understand.
And I didn't hear the question.
I was like, I didn't catch what was going on the last 2 days. Just business work, or did you have something special that went on?
So nothing special, just early client appointments, and then yesterday was an early doctor's appointment with my daughter. So,
okay. Right. Well, hey.
But back to business today.
You're a mom, and you're a businesswoman, and you got to take care of the money, right? Got to get the business going.
Yep.
And a lot of
Absolutely.
Folks, I guess, you know, I've asked you this a few times kind of casually, but I'll ask it directly. We're now about to change over to December. And your client base now, is there a process where some folks now are coming in for a year-end evaluation and a portfolio analysis to decide on 2018?
Yes. I mean, especially from a tax planning perspective as well, which is, it's interesting the conversations now because we have had such a nice run-up in the market this year. You know, we have lots of gains, but of course, people don't want to necessarily cash out their gains and pay tax, but at the same time, I have to remind them that, you know, paying tax isn't a bad thing, and
right.
if we have loss carryforwards or if there are any losses out there, it might be a good time to take advantage of them. But as far as rebalancing the portfolio to take into account, you know, when we're looking at the ideal allocation for a client, again, based upon their time frame, their goals, their risk profile, and all that other good stuff, you know, chances are the equity exposure, you know, has definitely increased in value, so the allocation might be a little bit out of whack. So then the conversation again goes back to what the target rates are, what the objectives are, and then factoring in, you know, obviously the client has the ultimate decision as to whether or not they want to make adjustments.
Sure.
But, you know, risk has become a big part of the conversation, even though, again, it's challenging to talk about risk when we're in a very risk-off environment.
right. Well, that brings me to another question. So we talk about the consumer sentiment all the time here. So I was curious if, and I'm sure it's anecdotal because you don't have a very large pool of people you speak to and you only speak to a certain demographic.
Right.
But
right.
do you see a correlation between the people that you speak to and the consumer sentiment, despite the fact that sometimes that sentiment is misguided?
It's interesting to some extent, yes. You know, although it's interesting because people, you know, it's almost like they're like, okay, we're really happy with what's been going on. And, you know, fortunately, a lot of our clients don't have what we consider the S&P envy. You know, when the markets are doing extremely well, everybody wants to, you know, as humans, we want to compare ourselves to something, and everyone likes to compare themselves to the S&P.
Mm-hmm.
And in some cases, things are doing much better than the S&P, in other cases, not as much. But it's interesting. It's almost like they're happy, but there is that little bit of a feeling that, okay, what's going to happen if a shoe drops from somewhere? So,
wow.
You know, having the conversation and bringing in all of the variables and the fact that, you know, as Joe says, you know, our crystal ball is always very murky. We don't have a crystal picture in terms of what to expect, but, you know, it's interesting. Last week, Goldman Sachs came out and all of a sudden became overly bullish again for next year, you know, whereas a month ago, a lot of the big firms were starting to kind of pare back their expectations and things, you know. So as usual, no one knows exactly what's going to happen, but the key is to, you know, stay in that constant communication with clients so that they at least know what's happening, why it's happening, how it affects things, how it doesn't affect things, so that they can make good decisions.
Nice. S&P envy. I've never heard that one before.
Yeah.
That one's funny.
And I stole that from a colleague
That's
of
funny.
Mine. I'm like, you know what? You're right. Because there are, you know, there are people out there that, again, because, you know, it's everywhere. The S&P, I mean, the Dow as well, but it's at least
yeah.
people realize that the S&P at least is more diversified than the Dow.
Yeah.
But you have to bring it back to your goals, and you have to, you know, fully understand what your risk tolerance is. But again, as humans, I think when the markets are doing well, we all tend to have a higher risk tolerance because we want to be, quote-unquote, more aggressive. But when things start to go the other direction, you know, people want to run for the hills.
Yep.
And part of our role as advisors is to keep them focused on the big picture and
sure.
make the adjustments where you need to, but never allowing them to do anything that would not be in their best interest.
Sure. Well, you got to. Yeah. It's a great testament to the advice that you and Joe provide to keep people on middle ground, because they seem to always flock to the extremes.
So, exactly.
And the fact that they're coming in and telling you that they have that concern about the shoe dropping means that you've done a lot of great pre-work to get them be more self-aware rather than buying into the hype all the time.
Exactly.
All right. So tell me about the S&P, and so I can be envious.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, yesterday was another really good day in the market. Just when we think things are going to start leveling off, they keep going higher and higher, and that's the same thing for this morning. But yesterday we had the Senate Budget Committee approving the Senate's tax plan, basically bringing the upper chamber closer to the floor vote. So that vote is expected to take place tomorrow. So, obviously investors have been eagerly awaiting what the tax reform will actually look like. But there are still some doubts out there whether the Congress will achieve this before the end of the year or not. And then as you and I talked about the other day, then the question becomes, when do certain pieces of it take effect? Will some of it be retroactive for this year, or will it start fresh and new for next year? So we will learn more as we continue to hear more. But again, today, this morning, the futures as of a few minutes ago, Dow futures were up around 70, S&P up about 2, NASDAQ up just under 4. We just had the second estimate of third quarter GDP coming in at 3.3% versus 3.2% estimate. Again, usually we see at least three estimates of the actual before they settle on the figure, but at least it does look like, we are continuing to see some slow, steady growth going on in the economy. This afternoon, we have Janet Yellen giving what might be her final address this year, since obviously President Trump is replacing her as the chair of the Fed. But it sounds like, based on some comments that she made this morning and yesterday, basically just calling on Congress to continue to adopt some pro-growth strategies to keep the economy moving in a positive and forward direction. We also have the U.S. Central Bank Beige Book coming out this afternoon at 2 o'clock. Again, that's kind of a good indicator as far as what the state of the overall economy here is in the U.S. And we also have a few Fed presidents doing some, we have New York Fed President in New Brunswick actually today participating in a fireside chat.
Wow.
So that's interesting. I wish I would have known about that. That would have been interesting to check out. But let's see. So even with the fact that North Korea fired a missile that landed into the Sea of Japan yesterday, investors have shrugged that off. They shrugged it off even in the Asia-Pacific region. Their market closed mostly higher this morning, and European markets currently trading mostly higher. And as I mentioned a few minutes ago, futures here in the U.S. look like we will be opening yet again in positive territory.
All right. I'm envious, as usual.
Exactly.
All right, Michelle, appreciate it as always.
All
we'll
right.
talk to you again tomorrow. Thanks a lot.
Sounds good.
Have a
great day.
Take
enjoy
care.
Enjoy this
spring. You're 60 today. 60. Watch out. Joe's going to have to go back to his Hawaiian shirts.
Exactly.
All right. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
All right. You too. Thanks.
Michelle Heide from Patton Heide Associates Financial Advisory Practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Joe, Michelle, and Tony. Very supportive of 100 Chamber Radio and the Chamber of Commerce. And Michelle helps me with the investment update, market update on Good Morning 100 and on 100chamber.com. We'll be right back with a little bit of Vacation from Diane Lane in just a moment.
Tell your pa, gonna move you by the Arkansas.
Everybody over there,
get on up.
Everybody right there,
get into it.
Everybody right there,
get involved.
Everybody, you.
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
All right, my favorite part of the week, because I get to talk to Diane Lane about getting out of here.
Well, yeah. I think everybody's driving.
Everybody's driving back this week, right?
Yeah, so. Well, some kids are going back to school. They have exams.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to see still a lot of traffic on the road.
Well, yeah. Like I told you last week, I was traveling the week before Thanksgiving. There was nobody in the Myrtle Beach airport and nobody really in the Newark airport when I arrived. So everybody must have compressed it or shifted it because it wasn't there that weekend.
Yeah.
So we were talking off air, and I had mentioned that they were starting a new way of, Black Friday, we have Small Business Saturday, we have... Yeah. Cyber Monday, and then they were talking. We have Giving Tuesday, and then the travel industry was starting a new trend. They were trying to do Travel Deal Tuesday, and I had asked you off air, did you know about that or take part in it?
No,
you just said
I
everybody.
Didn't even know. Yeah, yeah, it's not even coming up in the daily paper that we get every week. You know, it only said about Las Vegas was trying to push Cyber Monday for hotels since the shooting.
Right.
Incident. So I can't, you know, that's what it is. They're just having issues all around the world right now because of either the weather or disasters or like Bali right now.
Yeah.
The airport's closed. I mean, 60,000 people every day travel through that area and they can't.
Yeah.
Mount Hongkong is the highest level.
Yeah.
It's extended 6 miles out there they're thinking it's really going to be a major eruption.
Yeah.
So they're really watching it, but it's still closed till Friday, and all the airports are affected everywhere around. There's like 440 flights a day.
Yeah, and if people remember, we've had a couple of other eruptions in the past, and when that happened, it affected not only that particular area, but it also affected the air travel because the planes had to fly around everything that was spewed up in the air, and then it travels around the earth.
So
be on the lookout. That might have a big effect at some point on what's going on with your travel plans, even if you're not going in that direction.
Right. Well, right now in Hawaii, the two main areas in the Big Island of Hawaii are closed because they're getting snowstorms on top of the volcano mountain.
What?
Yep.
In Hawaii?
In Hawaii.
Wow, this place is upside down. Oh, my goodness.
Well, it's always been. Whiteout condition, it snows falls. Apparently, they do get a lot of snow. 8 inches fell already on the two summits of Mauna Kea and Mauna Loa. And they almost do get it's fog and icy roadways. So if you're looking at going up on the summit right now, nope.
I have been there, and I did it in, I guess it was August or something like that. And it gets cold up there at night.
Yeah, it says for the next four or five nights they got fog, ice, high humidity, overcast, thick clouds, periods of rain and snow. They might get up to 2 feet. Yep, and they show in pictures a light blanket of snow. On the observatory webcam late Monday into Tuesday.
Wow.
Yeah, they're going to.
They should start doing a ski resort up there.
Yeah, well, winter storm warning, you know.
I know
they do get this weather in this part of the year.
Okay.
And I wonder if the volcano going over on in Bali has got a lot to do with it because that is that area, you know, it gets up in the atmosphere. Who knows?
Yeah.
What toxins are going in the air from nature. It's going to shift the weather patterns in the Pacific.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Pacific coast, the U.S., is going to be affected by this.
Sure.
Big column of ash.
Yeah, because everything comes from west to east. And
It's putting it in the stratosphere. It says it's really high.
I hope this doesn't affect our temperatures. We're enjoying these mild temperatures.
We're supposed to. I mean, the Pacific right now is in the cool water, and the Atlantic is in the hot water.
Yeah.
So which is, I think we're in La Nina and La Nina for them.
Okay.
Right now, something happened to that. But, yeah, they're really having an issue with these. I feel sorry for anybody in the Pacific right now.
Yeah.
The Jakarta and Bali and Indonesia, They're really going to have to watch this. So there's like 40,000 people staying in 225 shelters.
I mean, wow.
Tens of thousands of villagers are remaining in their homes. And they're not abandoning their farms and livestock, but the ash is all over everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's something to see.
Yeah.
But it keeps the airport closed.
Oh, man.
But 60,000 people every day cannot travel. That's a lot.
Yeah. So what, the airlines will blame it on us at some point.
I don't know what they do with that. I mean.
It's like the insurance companies. They, you know, they take a beating in one spot. They have to spread the.
Yeah.
Spread the hurt.
Man, but how do you get the people off the
locations?
You know, I mean, what do you do? I mean, I don't know if they have enough boats to do that.
Send an aircraft carrier over there.
Yeah, or something.
So are there any deals out there? Because we are limited, right? Because we've had so many peculiar things.
Well, they're trying to offer some deals. But you really got to watch where you're going if they're starting to price gouge. Because, and that does happen, you know. Especially around the holidays.
USA Radio News.
This community begins the healing process. This has been a chapter that we hope to never live through. Today, the light shines. The darkness is over.
Tampa Mayor Bob Buckhorn, after the arrest of Howell Donaldson III, the 24-year-old was taken into custody late yesterday and will be charged with 4 counts of first-degree murder. Police Chief Brian Dugan says they have yet to reveal a motive.
He was cooperative, but he did not tell us why he was doing this. And there's been very many frustrating things during this whole process. We were really hoping to find out what was driving him to do this. We don't have those answers yet.
South Korea's military is reporting that North Korea's latest ballistic missile flew 10 times higher than the International Space Station. The missile reached an altitude of more than 2,800 miles above the Earth's surface before crashing into the Sea of Japan. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for ProstateVideo.com. I've made many appearances on TV with Larry King. He's a well-known liberal. I'm a well-known conservative. We can't stand each other's political views, but there's one thing we both passionately agree on. We're both guys over 50, and we both know that 70% or more of guys over 50 will have prostate problems, whether they know it or not. That's why there are dozens of pills to aid with prostate problems. Millions of bottles sold each year, billions of dollars spent, but very few of them work. Most of these pills are missing one key ingredient, so millions of men over 50 are wasting their money. Not anymore. Watch Larry King's free video with his exclusive special report on why so many men are wasting their money and doing nothing for their prostate problems. Larry has experienced the remarkable solution. It's called Prostagenics. It was developed by my great friend, former Stanford quarterback Fred Buckley. Prostagenics is the only supplement that actually works for